producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know what sounds completely, completely insane? Taking half of all Americans, that's 50% for those of you in Washington, D.C., adding an additional 10%, that's 60% for those of you in Washington, D.C., particularly at the FDA, and then putting all those people on prescription drugs. Yes, that's right. That would be completely insane. That would never happen. 60% of all Americans on pharmaceutical prescription drugs. Are you crazy, Robert? That would never happen. Yeah. Now, granted, I'm not talking about over-the-counter drugs. I'm talking about the kind you have to go in to see your licensed representative of the pharmaceutical state and receive on a pad. Maybe it's all done electronically now. Maybe you never see the script, but they send it directly to your pharmacy, your favorite pharmacy. 60% of all Americans would never, never be on drugs like that, would they? We're number one. Once again, United States leading the way in drug taking. Article out of the Washington Post confirms it. Nearly 60% of all Americans, the highest ever percentage, are currently taking prescription drugs. Feeling good about ourselves. We're all on drugs. Sizzle, sizzle, sizzle. Nearly 3 in 5 American adults take a prescription. What are you laughing? That's not funny. That's
sizzle,
tragic.
Sizzle, sizzle.
Yeah, it's your brain on drugs. Remember that?
Does your brain
on drugs? You remember that?
I got
60% of us frying our brain. I don't think they had that elevator music going on simultaneously to it, though.
That's where I got confused.
You know? I know. I throw you for a loop sometimes, open the show, and you're like, I think he's going here, but I'm not sure. In fact, we are going to go somewhere.
You're on that CBD again, aren't you?
The CBD arrived. Thank you, Stuart. My wife is back on it. That's great. And just mellow yellow. In a study published Tuesday in the Journal of the American Medical Association, emphasis on ASS, researchers found the prevalence of prescription drug use among people 20 and older had risen to 59% in 2012 from 51% a dozen years earlier. So the trend is not good, my friends. We do not need the Chinese military to defeat us. We are defeating ourselves. And if you don't think you're on prescription drugs, it's actually closer to 100% because the drugs are coming through your food, especially if your food is being grown with biosolids, that is, human waste, and all of the metabolites of those drugs that people are on. So it's probably double that. It's probably 120% of all Americans, 60% on drugs, 60% on their poop. That would be 120% of all Americans.
120%?
I'm saying it right now. We're all on drugs. Now, I mentioned that the Chinese military doesn't have to defeat us. We're defeating ourselves. But having said that, we've got Op-Ed on the line, our humble and lovable millennial assistant producer. He was just up in Jacksonville at Mayport, a naval station, naval base, and happened to see 3 Chinese warships docked on American soil. What the hell is going on, Op-Ed?
Oh, man, it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy.
Now, when you say crazy, what was crazy? I mean, I'd be shocked. I'm in a U.S. military installation on the coast, our Navy ships, and then I look over and I go, what the? Those are Chinese flags. It's a communist nation. There's three warships docked here. What is going on? What did you find out?
Well, we went over there to check it out, and upon first entering the base, you can see the ships from the shoreline there. And basically two destroyers, one cruise missile cruiser, their version of the Aegis,
mm-hmm.
flying that red communist flag on U.S. soil. On top of that, Rob,
mm-hmm.
there are sailors. Roughly, there must be at least 500, 700 of them total, judging by the amount of crew that would have been on the ships, just walking around the base with their communist, hats, which have the sickle, and the hammer on it, with the red star. It was insane.
Were they being escorted? I mean, were they at least being watched and observed? They're walking freely around the base.
Just walking around the base, like, well, look, we're in America. We didn't have to invade. We just walk off our ships.
Well, that's right, because if 60% of Americans are on prescription drugs, that would include the military, maybe more. They'd pass right through, and and our guys would look and go, "Oh, look at that, tourists! They're coming to see Disney."
That's the problem, right? Is that the compartmentalization and the ignorance, in the military, and especially in the general population. A lot of folks think this kind of stuff is just routine, like all the stuff we talk about on the show in regard to kids getting ill and again pharmaceutical levels of medication in the population. Nowadays, mm-hmm. people think this stuff is just the norm, as long as Netflix keeps playing,
Yep. Well, listen, there's South China Sea tension. There's the debates over where we're allowed now to cross our ships in the South China Sea. And there have been incursions. There have been a lot of tension against the Chinese military, with the U.S. military. And now they're here just hanging out and enjoying. What was the countenance of these Chinese sailors that you walked by? I mean, you were literally an arm's length as you're walking on the base, or how did you see these folks?
Well, to be discreet, we were driving past them, so within 5 meters from them, right? I could reach out my window to touch them.
Okay.
And basically, there were soldiers. There were some soldiers walking around. They weren't there to patrol them, anything like that. But they were walking around just to go between buildings and stuff. Well, they would pass the soldiers, and it's a support base. A lot of the soldiers are kind of fat and out of shape and stuff. And they would look at them and just laugh. These Chinese soldiers, with a smug face on, a smug look on their face, were laughing at U.S. servicemen. And guys couldn't even realize what was going on. They thought this was just routine, regular business. But I'm looking at this like this is an absolute insult to every single World War II, Korean, Vietnam veteran that fought communism over the last 50 years. And now we have it right. No, this isn't an invasion, but these soldiers, our soldiers, on our own soil.
And they're laughing at them because we're fat and out of shape and on drugs. Unreal. Yep. Chinese warships making naval station Mayport port visit amid South China Sea tension. Do you have some pictures that you'll put up in the post the notes this evening?
Yes, I will. It's going to blow your mind. We actually have a video, too. Well, that will be up soon. I'll make a link.
All right. Well, take a look at robertscoutbell.com. Op-eds work in the notes there. They'll be published soon. robertscoutbell.com. Breaking news on the Chinese military porting themselves welcomed in with open arms into the U.S. military base there in Jacksonville. They say it's a goodwill mission, right? The People's Liberation Army, Navy, they're combatants. They are military. They are not. What is the military designed to do? Kill people and break things. What do you mean goodwill tour? Unless they're just surveying the property that they already own, because guess what? China holds what? Over $1 billion, or is it $1 trillion of our debt now?
Four trillion.
$4 trillion of our debt.
The derivatives, you hit it right on the head. Yep.
So China's just basically, how do you like that, Floridians and South Georgians? They're scouting property outside of Jacksonville right now and laughing at all the fat, drugged Americans. There's obviously a lot wrong with this picture. And the fact is, when I did a Google search on this, it's only like in the military news. There's no mainstream press, maybe a local Jacksonville press, but nobody seems to be alarmed by this.
Oh, we're going to get people alarmed. People need to know about this kind of stuff, because if again, it's happening right now where it's okay for three warships to be docking at Mayport, I mean, is this the new norm? I mean, is this going to happen more often now?
Chinese cruise missiles right off the beach.
Yep. It's not okay. Not okay.
No. Yeah, I don't think so. Hey, Ed, listen, I appreciate you. I know you're coming back and everything and that you chimed in from the car here, but I really wanted to hear more about the story, and I know you're going to write it up some more, and it'll include it in the show notes tonight at robertscottbell.com. They'll be up before you know it. But I want to see those pictures as well and the video. So check it out, because you're not hearing this story in the mainstream news. And granted, they're not firing cruise missiles this moment. It's not, you know, we know that. But come on, think about it. If you want to do kind of a peaceful mission, you don't send warships in. Okay, maybe in a time of a crisis. You got an earthquake, you know, things like that. This is not what's going on here. China is surveying its property. And this has been made possible, probable, and inevitable by the World Bank and International Monetary Fund and its subsidiary, including the Federal Reserve System of the United States, debasing, destroying the integrity of the U.S. dollar to the point where every bit of money that they promise you in Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid is made up out of thin air. It ain't coming from taxpayers. But they're throwing taxpayers as collateral on the debt. And the U.S. taxpayer, will you become a slave to China when they call in their $4 trillion? Will your property be their property? They're already running the ports in Panama. And I hear also the ports in the United States, some big ones, the longshoremen. It's getting weird out there, folks. Ed, you're going to keep checking on that for us.
I will. But, Rob, they'll never win. We'll rise again.
All right. Ed, all right, safe journey home. I'll talk to you a little bit later in the show, perhaps on a break. Get those notes up. Everybody check it out, robertscottbell.com. See, this is what happens. It's not only the drugs of Big Pharma, but it's the fake money, which is like the equivalent of, you know, eating Twinkies every day, morning, noon, and night, and expecting to be healthy and viable. Any economist who says the economy of the United States is okay or we're getting better has no earthly concept of what a real economy is. This is not even a market economy anymore, particularly in healthcare. And I'm going to talk more about that, because we got another absurd claim that healthcare is a right by someone who wrote for the Huffington Post. So, you know, I'll have some things to say about that. Got some questions of the day as well to answer. We got Dr. Cornelia Franz is coming back. We're going to talk herd immunity, homeoprophylaxis, firing patients, pediatricians firing patients for not complying with vaccine schedules. And there is an actual high school science teacher that claims that eating McDonald's every day can help you lose weight. Oh boy, we got a chock full show. Stick with us, lots more when we come back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Could soda break your heart? If it hasn't already been broken already, when you look back on the decline of Western civilization, no, the decline of the American, you know, I hesitate to use the word. I know Jonathan Emore does and doesn't have a problem saying empire. I mean, we have become an empire. It's true. And I don't think there's anything wrong with withdrawing from empire status, ultimately, to take care of our own selves. And I think that's an appropriate place to be. Look, Great Britain did it. They used to be an empire, and they're not shouldering the entire burden anymore. But at the same time, if you have economic interests or other interests that you feel are legitimately yours, you got to defend them. And so this is the dilemma. You know, is it appropriate to send troops into Syria, despite the fact that Obama said, "Oh no, we're not going to do that." That was sounding more like Clinton Obama. But what's the difference? What we could do, or should do, is just drop all of the soda cans, whether they be sweetened with high fructose corn syrup or aspartame or Splenda, into the desert there in Syria. Give it to all of the ISIS members. But they don't want to do that because ISIS evidently was somewhat created by CIA, from what I understand. Soda could break your heart. We could break them without firing a shot, just dropping soda on them. See this story here at CNN? Everybody's talking about it now. They're acknowledging that a 23% higher risk of going into heart failure should you have merely two sodas a day. Two sodas a day. Am I reading that right, Super? I think it's only two sodas a day. And there was a time where I was a regular Coca-Cola drinker. It was like, you know, and then they started promoting it for breakfast. Coca-Cola for breakfast. Get your day started on a good note. Hyperinsulinemia could be the result. 23% increase in heart failure. We're not just talking about, it looks like you're on the road, you may have risk factors associated with a cardiovascular issue. You're talking 23% more likely to have your heart fail. Published just this Monday in the British Medical Journal. You keep drinking them sodas, you keep saying it's okay for your kids to drink them sodas, then what are you doing? This goes along the line with 60% of all Americans on prescription drugs. That doesn't even consider the OTC ones. Just as that caveat, you know, for those that need to or those who are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, I've never said that there's never, ever a place for a drug. That's never been my perspective. I'm just saying that the places are few and far between there when nothing else is working for you. In life-saving measures, but not to be on drugs forever and ever and ever. That was never their intention, except for those who were profiting from them. That was always the goal. How do we get drugs that people will stay on forever, for life, until death? How many soft drinks or sweetened drinks do you drink per day or per week? Anybody you know do two a day? Anybody you know do four or six a day? Super Don, do you know people that drink a lot of soft drinks still, or is that kind of decline? I mean, there are certain things.
There are some people that are so hooked on soda. I mean, they could drink, you know, a 12-pack a day without blinking.
Or there are some people, Don, that say, well, I only have one a day. What is it? It's a 64-ounce Super Gold.
Yeah. No, I have seen people walk into a store, you know, and the cup, literally, I think it should have two handles on it. It's so big. They make these huge, gigantic, you know, plastic refillable things that looks like it almost holds a gallon.
Right.
Gallon of soda with a straw.
But it only counts as one. I'm telling you, this is, you know, it's a self-inflicted wound. It's a self-inflicted injury. We talked yesterday with Dr. Bittar about middle-aged white folks killing themselves in ever greater numbers. Because what do we do in the 20th century? We adopted medical man as our goal, as our role model. We should be like that. Whatever the doctor says we should do, we should do. What does the doctor say? Because of the Flexner Report, take this drug, take these drugs. There's side effects for these drugs? Yes. Well, there are drugs to counteract the side effects of those drugs. And now it's not even that. If you're just drinking soda pop at a rate of two or more times a day, your increased likelihood of heart failure, 23%. Now, never to leave you hanging there. Remember the nature's antidote for heart failure? You remember it, Super Don? You know it?
I believe that's Hawthorn Berry Syrup.
Nice. Nailed it. Hawthorn Berry Syrup, nature's response to stupid men that forget that they cannot drink two sodas a day and live long and prosper. So get some Hawthorn Berry Syrup. I think you can get it from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com.
Dr. Christopher's, right?
Yeah, Dr. Christopher's. Crataegus is the homeopathic form of it. Good luck finding that, though. All right, your health, your birthright, is it in healthcare?
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay, now that I've had my two soda pops, one with high fructose corn syrup, another with... No, of course I didn't do that. But my goodness, why do we show up for work every day? Because, like, there's a lot of people that still haven't heard this message. I don't know if we're scratching the surface, making a dent. I don't know what we're doing here. But I know all of y'all that are regular listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you know some of this stuff. If you don't know it, intellectually yet. You know it intuitively. You know, maybe you don't know every link, you know, of every synthetic molecule to every disease, but you don't need to. Because you have a heart, you have a gut, while it's still working, use it. If it's not working, repair it. We got some questions of the day coming in on that today we're going to get to. And we go to Huffington Post and their love affair with all things socialistic. I suppose, do they have any token non-socialists at Huffington Post, Super Don? Do you know of any? I think it's a prerequisite.
I'm not sure, actually. I'm not sure.
Could I be exaggerating a little? Obviously, they know that we're not socialists, we're progressives. the ideology that health care is a right, okay? It's a nice thought. But if you have to, in order to exercise the right, you have to violate the rights of others in the process, then it can't be a right by definition. But that's just too basic for progressives, for a lot of progressives that don't want to look at it that way. They want to go with how they feel or they think it would be fair. It would be fair if everybody got health care for free. Huffington Post has an article. It'll be linked up in the show notes. Superdon will be blasting it out before that. RobertScottBell.com. Bridget Cooney writes, she's a patient and an advocate. She says, your health is not something to be earned. Your health is not something to be earned. It's to be given unto you, on a platter of silver. And she references the opening statement. Actress and singer Selena Gomez recently revealed that she underwent chemotherapy for lupus. And she opens that way because the author of this article says, I went through that and endured it in 2010. Preteen years, she had uncontrollable nosebleeds lasting for hours. She could have used homeopathic phosphorus. She had shooting pain through her chest and her left arm. She was poked and prodded. They took bone marrow samples, seemingly endless tubes of blood, EKG tests and beyond. Oh, no, she did not have access to a homeopathic doctor. Do you think that she calls for access to homeopathy in this article, as she claims health care is a right? No, no mention of homeopathy, no mention of naturopathy, no mention of anything of an energetic basis, no mention of supplementation, no mention of selenium. She was diagnosed with systemic lupus erythematosus, SLE, autoimmune disease where the body cannot recognize its own cells from foreign invaders. Well, that's not exactly true. The body's immune cells know the difference between self and non-self. The problem is, lady, Bridget Cooney, author of this article, you were so toxic and deficient that your body couldn't tell the difference because your cells have become corrupted, as it is with all autoimmune diseases. Now, I'm not blaming you for not knowing. You grew up in a medical monopoly. There was no health care. There was only disease management. There was only tests that poked and prodded you and chemically analyzed you to determine what chemotherapeutic agent we were going to give you for what they eventually determined as lupus. By the way, you can see references to lupus 200 years ago in the homeopathic literature with remedies that were already reversing it. It's not new. It's much more common, but it's not new. This woman says she was on a roller coaster ride that she never wanted to be on, and it altered the trajectory of her life. What am I going to say? I was on a roller coaster ride. It altered the trajectory of my life. But my life went a different direction. I'm not demanding that the government provide me with something that they could never provide me with. In fact, I am here alive and well and thriving. Sure, I got my things. We all do. But a different trajectory in my life because I rejected the idea that the government could and should provide health care to me. In fact, everything they provided to me, everything that was covered, mandated, monopoly protection protected, worsened my diseases, not eliminated them, not reversed them. This woman says she writes from a place of medical privilege. She's experienced autoimmune care in three different countries, on three different continents, the United States, Germany, and Taiwan. And she boasts about how great the Taiwan system is. Single payer, nationalized, socialized healthcare medicine. But they don't brag. She talks about the similarity between the Kaiser Permanente model in the U.S.,
how utilitarian in scope, that all Taiwanese and foreign residents have equitable access to the system with no financial barriers to entry. And she does raise something interesting, that we've spent $374 billion last year on prescription drugs. I use that very stat in my presentations. More than the defense budget of most nations on planet Earth, Americans spend on prescription drugs. Her conclusion, Affordable Care Act, it's getting there. She references that one online commentator declared that his neighbor's newfound ability to participate in the health marketplace was akin to receiving a flat screen television for free. How's that, Super Don? I equate health care to flat screen TVs given to me for free by the government.
You will not hear this anywhere else. That's great, Dad.
So, basically, again, free stuff is what the progressives are all about. And it don't work that way. Didn't your mama teach you that there ain't no such thing as a free lunch? The crux of the health care discourse in the United States, according to this author of this article on the HuffPost, the fiercely held cultural belief that our health is something to be worked toward and voraciously earned. And her perspective is that it should be granted unto you because why? Because it's a right. Which means, by the way, you can take a gun to the head of your doctor and say, give me health care. And he or she cannot refuse because it is your right. That shows how silly that argument is. Now, what I would argue is that we should have freedom of access to all forms of health care available in the marketplace and available via charity. That the government wasn't so involved that it choked out the charity and made it only possible to receive care for those who could not afford it in a monopoly, again, through government programs, Medicare, Medicaid. Medicaid in particular, but Medicare as well plays a role there as it distorts the marketplace that hasn't existed in the United States for, I'd say centuries, but I can't say that. I'd say decades, many decades. Bridget Cooney, she says she's an often stubborn patient, as well as a graduate student of ethics, peace, and global affairs at American University School of International Service in Washington, D.C., and another leftist that has no concept of the difference between a right and a privilege, nor would she care to. And people were asking in the comment section below it, can you please explain to me how health care is a right? I'm open to it, but I just don't get it, right? And nobody will answer. Progressives will not answer the question. They just want you to know it's a right because they feel it should be a right. The right you have is to access information and access in a market of ideas, different medicines, different ways to prevent, but we don't exist in that world here in the United States at this point. And you'll find that when freedom is restored, because inevitably it will, because of the bankruptcy of the system we have right now, you'll find that affordability is almost across the board. Because the competitive place, when a surgeon can no longer guarantee on a monopoly basis of clients because they were refused information via naturopaths and homeopaths to cure or heal or reverse their gastrointestinal diseases. And God bless the colorectal surgeons. If they're there to save your life, they do good work. That's not the argument. The argument, again, isn't a monopoly. They get 97% of the patients in a free market. They might get three. And that's not good for their business. It's not good for the allopathic medical business. It's not good for the pharmaceutical industrial complex, but it's good for the health of the average American, especially the poorest among us, would be able to afford the things that would actually make them well. And that includes what you can do right now. Start growing your own garden. If you're in winter in the north, then find a windowsill and start there. And work your way out as soon as the soil becomes workable again in the springtime. With that, I think it's time to go to you, the listener, robertscottbell.com, submitting your questions there or calling us at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, we do have questions of the day. Want to catch up on them while I have a moment here. This one comes from Judy. I was just on the Jerry Doyle Show on Friday, I believe. She says, on the Jerry Doyle Show, what was the thing you mentioned that you use for herpes simplex virus 1 and 2. It was on the October 30th show last week. Thank you. Judy, thank you. I hope you're a new listener here as well. I appreciate Jerry Doyle for allowing us to espouse views differing from the establishment, from the official story about viruses, that there's nothing you can do except antiviral drugs that could cause you to have delusions of, I won't even say what, weird hallucinations that occur with these antiviral drugs. I mentioned the Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel, specifically the silver hydrosol and homeopathic silver, because of Superdon's experience with the cold sores. That was really the crux of the question. And I know a lot of people don't know about silver, even though it's used in modern medicine in burn care centers around the world. So it's as simple as that. Check out SovereignSilver.com, Judy. Or you can go to JonathanChooseToBeHealthy.com or your local health food stores. They'll carry it. They've got a liquid for oral consumption and a gel for topical use. And you're good to go. That was simple. This one comes from Jamie. Hi, I came across your article posted at the Marlene's Market and Deli site. They're out near Seattle in Tacoma, Washington. I have a son who has irritable bowel, IBS, IBD, and I would like to try the protocol you mentioned. Can you tell me how much silver and for how long he should take it? He's 18. Thanks so much. Really appreciate your article. Very simple. At 18 years of age, full-on adult, 1 to 2 tablespoons. If you're a small adult, 1 tablespoon. If you're a large adult, 2. Or somewhere in between. With the same amount or more of aloe vera juice, 3 times a day on an empty stomach, you probably go through 3 16-ounce bottles in a couple of weeks. Just to give you a sense of how much to get, Jamie. That is as simple as it gets. But if you have high mercury in your system and you're dealing with candida, it may come back, even though you can kill the candida. I'll explain that more after I talk about your pillow on the other side of the break.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, there was, remember we said the other day, if you put, like Lori had put on Sunday, a link to the Robert Scott Bell Show website, and we said, if you have a website and you're going to cross-link us, let us know, and we'll say hello to you, and we'll give you a plug on the air. Tell everybody about what you're doing. And then I tried to look at that one guy who said he did it, and I couldn't see it. He wrote again, Christopher Monk. I think he's in England. He says, "Hi again, I'm sorry you took a look while my site was undergoing maintenance. I can assure you your link is there on the front page on the right. You can't miss it. Please click on the listen now next to and it will open up your player." Christopher Monk, thank you. And the website is called The Natural Monk, M-O-N-K. The Natural Monk underscoring health, the healthy a healthy habit. TheNaturalMonk.com. So thanks there, Christopher. That's really nice of you. And we appreciate you. We appreciate you spreading the word because you are the way people learn that the power to heal is theirs. It's not just me talking about it and interviewing good folks and Super Don making it sound good and all the other reference points that make it possible, but you, by sharing the Robert Scott Bell Show, are helping us out. So I appreciate it. So everybody check out the Natural Monk, I think it is. Yeah, I said that right. Yeah, check it out. Good. Now, if you're sleepy, before you put your head down on your pillow, there's something you should know. It's loaded with bacteria.
Oh, no!
Dun, dun, dun.
I know, run away. Your pillow is as germy as a toilet seat. Isn't that lovely? Think about that. I'm never going to use my pillow again. Well, of course, when you understand the role of bacteria, they're not all out to get you. They're not all out to kill you. But there are a few facts in this article about a bacteria-laden pillow that are interesting. This one, I honestly hadn't heard this one before. You have more bacteria on one of your hands than there are people on the planet. This planet, planet Earth. More than 7 billion bacterial cells on each hand. Is wow. That's cool, dude. You know, we talk about having more bacterial cells in our body than we have human mammalian cells in our body. We knew that. But even just on your hand, dude, more than the people of planet Earth, that's cool. I mean, if that doesn't humble you in a hurry, I don't know what will. Your pillowcase shares something with your toilet seat. That's it, your cheek. Although, hopefully you don't put your cheek on, just your butt cheek when you sit down on the potty. But they talk about similar bacteria because they're slightly dry, according to this. For those of you worried about the kissing disease, French kissing gives you more than you bargained for, according to this article. 1 10-second round of tongue hockey. Tongue hockey. Do Canadians do that? And if they do, do they freeze together in the winter?
Yeah,
10 seconds.
I've never heard of tongue hockey. I heard tonsil hockey, but not tongue hockey.
Seriously, whose tongue is long enough to reach somebody's tonsils? I'm just, besides Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons, yeah.
Yeah, that's all I know. Now, 50, and I don't know it personally, believe me, that's just one of those pictures you can't unsee from the 1970s. 50 million microbes you can transfer in 10 seconds. Your own mouth harbors 200 different species of bacteria, most of it harmless, but bacteria converting sugar into acid, that's what causes cavities. So drop the leftover Halloween candy. That's one of many reasons why you want to drop the leftover Halloween candy. But that, you know, it's another microbiome story. Your pillow is as germy as a toilet seat. Great headline, but it's not something to fear. If it's your own pillow or your spouse's pillow, you're going to intermingle those micro critters and you'll be okay. And if you're not, do some probiotics. You got some silver hydrosol. You got some homeopathy. We got lots of good things to modulate your immune system. We got some carnivora. Got some beta-1-3D glucan. Better Way Health. So we got you covered here. You can sleep and rest well on your pillow. Doesn't mean never wash it. But it also doesn't mean wash it with bleach and then suck in all the chlorine fumes either. That could
well,
be worse.
Listen, it's, you know, that pillow, you probably spend more time laying your head on that pillow than you mm-hmm. do, you know, anything else if you get the right amount of sleep, right?
Yeah.
So, really, that pillow is like an extension of your microbiome, almost. You almost need that pillow.
Sure it is. Sure it is. I mean, you know, I try to explain to my honey, can't I just put my head on your belly, right? Maybe less microbes there. Like, no, back on the pillow. Back on the pillow. All right, well, we got to take a break here. We got the news break. We've got an incredible hour coming up. I've invited back on the program Dr. Cornelia Franz, and she came to the homeoprophylaxis seminar in Dallas last month. We're going to talk about that and a whole lot more. Also, a high school science teacher says you can lose weight on a McDonald's-only diet. Your calls, if you'd like, at 866-939-BELL. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids for exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odor, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.